Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Keshav Padmanabhan and I am going to tell you how the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor is a bridge between the East and the West. The India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, of commonly known as IMEC, announced on the sidelines of the G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi in September last year, is more than just a grand economic project. It has a lot more to do with India's geopolitical positioning than pure economic logic. The project, announced as a part of the Group of Seven, or the G7's Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, also known as the PGII, to much fanfare, saw the United States of America, the European Union, Germany, Italy, France, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and India signing a memorandum of understanding, which the US President Joseph R. Biden Jr. labeled as a big deal at the time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar have consistently brought the project to the forefront of the conversation on New Delhi's foreign policy vision. In part two of a four-part series on India's grand vision for connectivity projects, the print looks at the IMEC and its strategic place in New Delhi's plans. The first part gave an overview of all four corridors and why India is pushing for them. The IMEC project would see goods from western coast of India travel to the UAE by ship. From there, the goods would be carried by rail through Saudi Arabia and ideally reach the Mediterranean at the port of Haifa before being transported to Europe by ship. It would give India a second route to Europe, one that would disentangle this current Suez Canal choke point. For New Delhi, the IMEC is a part of a larger vision of connecting the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific, with India as the bridge connecting the two parts. Jaishankar said as much during the roundtable discussion in Tokyo during his visit there in March. The IMEC has received significant support from two of the West Asian countries, the UAE and Saudi Arabia. However, questions remain over two important connecting points: access to the Mediterranean via Israel and the port of entry to Europe. It is reliably learnt that Israel, which has yet to normalize ties with Riyadh, is keen to be a part of the project, potentially solving the issue of access to the Mediterranean. Greece, meanwhile, has staked a claim as the doorstep to Europe. Neither country is a part of the project at the moment. According to the MOU signed in September 2023, the railway route between UAE to Israel, potentially, will also see the building of allied infrastructure, cables for electricity and digital connectivity, and a pipe for clean hydrogen. India's motivation behind the IMEC is not based on raw economic numbers, Hashvi Pant, the Vice President of Studies and Foreign Policy at the Observer Research Foundation, told the print. Economic numbers would surely look different depending on where you sit. From India's strategic policy perspective, both the Prime Minister and the External Affairs Minister have emphasized linking the IMEC to Southeast Asia, thereby making India a bridge connecting the West to the East, Pant told the print. For Mudassir Kumar, an associate professor at Jawaharlal Nehru University's Center for West Asian Studies, the motivation for such connectivity projects, especially in Asia, has always existed but gained prominence after China's Belt and Road Initiative started. The Belt and Road Initiative, or the BRI, touted as the project of the century by Chinese President Xi Jinping, envisions a maritime road and a new Silk Route belt, One Belt, One Road, as it was first called, that would connect different regions of the world to Beijing. India's quest for connectivity in the region predates the BRI. For India, logistical and transport connectivity can enhance trade with three different regions, Europe, West Asia, and Central Asia, Kumar told the print. Kumar added, "What has happened over the years is that even though the Chabahar port in Iran is functional, India's quest for access to the Mediterranean has not materialized. The North-South transport corridor has not worked smoothly. This has led India to look for alternative routes leading to IMEC, said Kumar. He also pointed out to a second motivation for IMEC, access to the gas fields of the Eastern Mediterranean. Large fields of gas have been found in the Eastern Mediterranean. Smooth connectivity to the region can ensure that India can also import gas from this region. New Delhi's reliance on gas will continue to grow, said Kumar. Apart from access to gas and a new trading route to Europe, IMEC as a political project could give India an edge in Southeast Asia, a region where China has spent billions of dollars to gain strategic influence. The message of connecting West Asia with East Asia is, in a large part, is to provide a certain resonance or create curiosity among the Southeast Asian countries by New Delhi. It offers an alternative to China in the region and thereby reflects India's positioning of linking IMEC to the Eastern Transport Projects, Harsh Pant told the print. The economics of such transnational projects follow geopolitical logic, added Pant. Despite the conflict that has broken out in Gaza after Hamas's attacks on Israel on 7th October 2023, neither Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates have announced that they are backing out of the project. Earlier, a bold statement like cancelling IMEC would have been made by countries like UAE and Saudi Arabia, but it has not yet happened. When things settle down in the region, they will look at it again, said Pant. In the past few years, Israel has been able to normalize ties with a few West Asian countries, including the UAE and Bahrain, under the ambit of the US-mediated Abraham Accords, which stress peaceful coexistence by ensuring religious freedoms. It is learnt that there was a chance of normalization of ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel before the current outbreak of violence. Biden even alluded to IMEC as being one of the reasons for Hamas's attacks on Israel. India and UAE signed a framework for IMEC in February 2024, months after the violence broke out in Gaza, a sign that political support for the project remains. The question of how the final bridge between the West and the East will operate remains. Questions remain over the port of entry in Europe. The Greek port of Piraeus, one of the largest ports in Europe, is owned and operated by a Chinese state-owned company, COSCO Shipping. There is also the fact that any route around the Suez Canal would affect India's strategic partner, Egypt. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Keshav Padmanabhan in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.